You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio. The hometown auto industry, so recently given up for dead, is very much alive. Daniel Howes of the Detroit News says credit for the revival goes to automotive capability and tech companies looking for the next new thing.
Very cold Detroit is hot again. Just look at what the people who place bets on the next new thing are doing. They're coming to Detroit with regularity and purpose, and that is changing the narrative of the city and Michigan. Disney will use the North American International Auto Show next month to unveil the latest creation from its Pixar Animation Studios, a life-size version of a character in its animated Cars 3 movie. Hollywood comes to Detroit in January? Yep. More than 50 startup companies, all but two of them from outside Michigan, plan to pitch at the show's first-ever Automobility Expo outside the traditional auto show. And venture capital firms whose principals long ignored Michigan will now be working its auto space for promising investments. What's this place becoming anyway? A tech hub? Maybe, because technology and capital are mobile too. And Detroit is what one investor describes as, quote, the largest transportation technology cluster in the world. Judging by the action of people outside the Michigan bubble, they're noticing the opportunity, and they're moving. Doesn't matter if the cynics predisposed to always assuming the worst about Detroit and saying so publicly don't get it. They're not part of the solution. The latest edition of the information technology magazine Sync carries a headline tailor-made for next month's auto show. Innovation never left Detroit, it says, and it continues with Detroit, America's tech hub since 1903. That's not exactly the stuff of hometown self-flagellation, so depressingly common when the city and state were on their proverbial knees. That was then. Now there's an ecosystem of well-capitalized hometown automakers, suppliers, software developers, and other tech giants who are combining to revolutionize the industry this town has known for more than a century. This is not your father's auto industry. It's a maker of technology platforms that resemble the cars and trucks of old. Their brains are powered by enormous amounts of computer code and related technology connecting steering and brakes, engines and infotainment, cameras and sensors that propose to work together and to drive themselves. General Motors CEO Mary Barra stole the auto show limelight this week when she announced plans to build driverless cars in its Orion Township plant and to test them on Michigan roads under the state's new autonomous vehicle law. Nothing should say reality more clearly in this business than driverless cars rolling off a union-represented assembly line that otherwise builds subcompacts. And few things say New Detroit more credibly than a company taking such calculated risks, even as it makes tons of money selling its traditional lineup of cars and trucks. GM is using the city that put the world on wheels with a moving assembly line that built the middle class that forged post-war prosperity before nearly losing it all to make an unambiguous statement. Becoming the hub for next-generation mobility means doing it. If you're looking for the definition of running on all cylinders, that'd be one. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.